I mentioned peripherally the Chayodim last week, so I wanted to focus on the Chayodim to start with. Like the Chayodim Shita, and he himself refers back to it in Klal Hei, that from a Sfek Sveiko does not allow a person to make a brocha. So that being the case, that his Shita is that way, he does have to explain the Shulchan Aruch, who allows a person to keep on counting with a brocha of his mesupik if he counted last night. The conventional explanation that the Mogen Avraham gives, because it's a Sfek Sveiko. So the Chayodim really puts himself out on a limb, as we'll see in a moment, to explain this. And he writes the following. Hoya Mesupik, this is Siv Gimel, Klau Kuf Namar Aleph. Hoya Mesupik, Mdila Gyomechor Alo. He's unsure if he counted last night. So if we're sure, Alelas were Brocha, you keep on counting with a Brocha. Do Yesh Aymrem, the sphere of his Manazavi Duraisa. Some say it is Duraisa. Can you make a brocha b'sofik? We're going to come back to this. This is a whopping chiddush. He went into a minefield here. The Tosfos, the sphere of the sphere of Manasseh, and all of the Rabbanon. Tosfos holds the sphere of Manasseh as the Rabbanon. All happens to be a sphere of the Hudafil of Avada, dealing your mechot soif of a brocha. Tosfos says skipping days is of no impact. The sphere of the Hudachoyom and mitzvah of Neyatzma. So what he does is the following. He wants to say, listen, if you hold like the Bahag, so those Shitas can hold that Sfira B'Zmanas as the Raisa. So Sovik the Raisa the Chumra. And if you hold that it's Sfira B'Zmanas as the Rabbanon, well, it just happens to be that Tosis is the one that holds that way, and Tosis doesn't care if he skip a day. So he wants to line him up with the Shitosi. That's how he wants to get out of the problem. Not with a real Svek Svek. It's sort of a Monopshach. If you hold that it's a deraisa, so we deraisa l'chumra. If you hold it's the rabbanon, so you also happen to hold, as Tosis does, that the days are not ma'akib. So what's the problem? Now, he stepped into, I said, into a minefield. I think it's in Siman Nun Zayin. I didn't look back on what Siman, but there's a famous machloikus with the Knesset Hagdola was a Talmud of the Marit and others. And when you have a sofik deraisa l'chumra, let's say I'm not sure if I was yotze lulav on the first day of Sukkos. On the first day of Sukkos, in the whole world, it's a mitzvah deraisa to take a lulav and esrog. For some reason, I'm a supik if I was yotze. I have a shayla on the esrog that I used, or whatever, I'm confused. So now I have to pick up a lulav and esrog a second time. Do I also make a brocha or not? So the Knesset HaGdola wants to argue that you make a brocha. Why? Because since Sofik deraisa l'chumra, I'm a chuyif to do it again, so I'm a chuyif to do it. If I'm a chuyif to do it, I should make a brocha. The world, to the largest extent, did not accept the Psak HaKnesses HaGdola. So the Chayodom is assuming that on a Sofik mitzvah, deraisa, you would make a brocha misofik, which is a very atypical position in halacha, not that it doesn't exist. And the truth of the matter is that this machloikis goes all the way back. It's not a machloikis of the Achrayna. And Rabbi Lezer de Milo, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel, is a machleikus, the Rif and the Ga'inim. If a child is born and he doesn't have an apparent Milo, Orlo, but the Sovik Orlo Kvusha, maybe it is some subtle form of Orlo, so the halacha is that you have to do a Tofas Dambris, Misofik. And yet, as a machleikus, the Ga'inim and the Rif, if you make a brocha or not. So this is already long debated, long before the Achronim showed up. The Gaonim and the Rif were at this. If you make a brocha on a Sofik mitzvah. So I was once masber this machleikus, that the shailan, this machleikus is, what do you make a brocha on by a mitzvah? Do you make a brocha on the act of the mitzvah or on the kiyum, the fulfillment of the mitzvah? Now, take lulav and esrog, for example. Lulav and esrog, you can only be yaitzi once. That's it. If I was already Yotze, I'm not Yotze a second time. So that being the case, so now, I was Mesupik if I was Yotze or not. So I have to take a lulav and esrog a second time. So I have to pick it up, that's true. Do I actually fulfill a mitzvah or not? That depends. If I didn't do it the first time, I did a mitzvah. If I did do it the first time, I didn't fulfill a mitzvah. I tried, but it wasn't necessary. But there's no mitzvah being fulfilled. Consequently, I said that if it's on the Maisa HaMitzvah, yeah, I'm a chuyif to make a lulav and estrik, so I have to make a brocha. If it's on the fulfillment of the mitzvah, who says I'm fulfilling anything? There's nothing to fulfill. So I'm suffering. I can't make a brocha. That's the way I wanted to be mazal b'des machloikas of the Rif and the Goyna. So I once said this in Eretz Yisrael, and a yeshiva shagai came over. It was all, I mean, all yeshiva shachevra over there. And he came, he asked me a kasha. He said, the Reb Chaim Brisk had the same chakira that I had. What's the brocha on the Maisa Mitzvah for the Kiyum? And Reb Chaim Brisk said, he has a raya that it's on the Maisa, not on the Kiyum. Why? Let's say you have a child that's born. So most of us are not moilim. So typically, we engage a moil to be our shliach to do the bris. And the moil makes the brocha. Who has the mitzvah? The mitzvah is not the moil's mitzvah. The mitzvah is my mitzvah. So I'm getting the mitzvah. I'm getting the kiyum. Who's doing the maisa mitzvah? The moil. Or Prime said, so it must be that the brocha is on the maisa mitzvah. Otherwise, how was the shliach making the brocha? That's the kasha that he asked. So I answered him that the Ran in Rosh Hashanah, at the end of Rosh Hashanah, when he talks about the din of Arvus, of being mighty someone else, so the Ran says the reason that Arvus works is because when I have a mechuyev and a mitzvah, I'm also mechuyev to help to see that every other Jew does that mitzvah. That's part of the chiyev of having the mitzvah. It's not only for myself, but it's to avail myself of any means that I can to help another Jew to fulfill that mitzvah. That's also part of the mitzvah that I have. That's what the Ran learns. So I said, Mameyla, according to the Ran, there's a kiyum in the mitzvah too. So Mameyla, according to the Ran, so he was maskim with me, according to the Ran, that I'm right. So that's the way we could explain this machlokes. So the Chayodim really bites off a great deal because the Shitase, he feels he's cornered. Now, I did mention last time that I did not necessarily agree that the Chayodim was in a corner. In other words, I could say, for example, that in this particular case, that because of the Sveksveika, maybe the nights are not ma'akiv, and maybe I did count, that even if in general I held that I would not make a brocha on a Sveksveika, but this case is different. Why? So what was my contention? My contention is that if we had to sit down and paskin the shayla, we would have clearly paskin the shayla at the nights of Nat Ma'akav. We would have dismissed the Bahag out of hand. We don't really know fully, we can't fully comprehend why the Shulchan Aruch decided to be concerned about the Bahag's shita. But it's very, very surprising. But basically what we're really saying is the following. That the halacha overwhelmingly, the halacha balance is very, very strongly in favor of the fact that the nights are not ma'akav. So dayenu that we're machmer when we're sure that we're running afoul of the Bahag. Anything short of that, if I'm not 100% sure that I'm running afoul of the Bahag, so that I could be makel, it's enough to push it over the top. Maybe a sveksveik is not enough, but here, where it's a chiddush in the first place that I don't make a brocha, vada I skip tonight. So anything short of that is enough to push it over the top to make a brocha. So I did find in the Abi Omer that Rav Avadya Zatzal quotes whatever, brings an some achronim, one or two, whatever, brings achronim that are that exactly make this contention. And he spells it out himself, that l'chor we should have passed him flat out, like Tosis at the nights are not ma'akiv. So we could, in fact, accommodate the view that you don't make a brocha misvek sveika, and the case of Sfiras Om would be an exception to that. That's also a possibility. Now, this touches really something else. This touches an issue which, let's say a person, we talked about it last time, let's say a person remembers Ben Ashmoshes, that he didn't count. So the Shari Tshuva quotes Shari Tshuva's Beis David, who was not happy with making a brocha in such a case. And I think the thrust of his contention is the following. Normally, let's say I don't know if I counted last night, or I counted in the daytime. So we have like this. I have one side that is no problem in the first place, because the nights are not ma'akev. Now, even if I assume the nights are ma'akev, well, I still have a 50-50 shot at it. Either maybe I count it, or maybe you're allowed to count in the daytime. So I have a whole 50 that I'm adding. In other words, of the tzad that it's not good is also an even split, is a 50-50 split. Whereas if you come to Ben Ashmoshes, you don't have a 50-50 split. Why? Because I'm saying like this, maybe the nights are not ma'akev. So it didn't matter. But if they are ma'akev, so now what do I have? I'm saying like this, well, maybe counting in the daytime is good. Okay, yeah. But even if counting in the daytime is good, maybe you counted in Ben Ashmoshes was the nighttime already. So you don't have your whole 50 of that. You have less than that. You're diminished. So that diminished suffix, is that enough to be machriya to shayla? So obviously, according to the last svar that we said, that it's so clearly in favor of the Bali HaTosis, that anything that you have throws it over the top, it's fine. That's certainly good. And that's, you know, one of the reasons for the conclusion that Rav Avadya has, that you can make a brocha during, if you count it during Ben HaShmoshes, it brings a chidor at paskins that way. But he gets involved in a very lumdish shayla. Very lumdish shayla, fascinating. Now, when you learn it in yeshivas, you don't assume, you know, how it's going to play out in the pages of a tshuva sefer. So the shayla he wants to know is the following. Tosis and Ksuva says that they have a svek svek, you need svekus shkulim, meaning I have 50-50, and then of the other 50 also breaks 50-50. But if the second 50 should break 60-40, 70-30, it's not a svek svek. And that's what Tosis says in Ksuva staff, tesom and aleph. So, whatever, there's a lot of Torah on it. There's a revulsion, a Shev Shmaitz, and all types of Torahs, when it's true, when it's not true. So Rav Avadya contends the following. Number one, he quotes a number of sources that Tosis himself, in two places in Masechta Nidah, is clear that you don't need Tzveik HaShkulim. And then he lets loose a huge blast, starting from the Mechaber, that the Mechaber held you don't need Tzveik HaShkulim. The Meshach contended with him on that, but that was the Mechaber Shita. He brings a long litany of Achroinim that you don't need Tzveik HaShkulim, and he says that's clearly the way we pass on the Halacha. So he says, even if it would be that it's not Tzveik HaShkulim, but Tzveik HaShkulim is not Likuva. And then he says the reason it's not, and he cites the Pnei Yehoshua and Ksuvas. The Pnei Yehoshua says, why does the Svek Sveik work? He says the Svek Sveik ultimately works as a rove, as a majority. So if you have 50-50, and then of the next 50, I even have a tiny sliver of it, so I'm over the top. I reached rove already, a majority. Right? So I had 50, then I take the next 50, and let's say I cut off 2% of it, right? So I 1%, I mean 2% of that 50, so I have a 1%. So good, so now I have 50 plus 1, it's 51%, so I have a rove. So what do I care that this is not, that I didn't hit, who has hit 75? All I have to do is hit 51, and I'm over the top. This is the Pnei Yehoshua in Ksuvah, so this is what Rav Avadya assumes. So he lets loose whatever against, you know, the show was funny in its own regard, because he was really ticked off. Some guy wrote and started in with him. You know, and he held that the guy was really, you know, unreasonable. And he says, yeah, he once learned one of my kailalim, he says, but he didn't do shimush, you know. So, you know, he's lost in his thoughts. But he concludes that during Ben Ash, we mentioned last week, that during Ben Ashmoshes, if one counted, one could keep on counting with a bracha. So that's now, as I pointed out, the Chayadim clearly did not agree with that svara, the last svara that Rav Avadya brought that I mentioned last week. Otherwise, he would have solved this problem simply. He wouldn't have gotten himself in such a hole. But be that as it may, there are clearly Achroinim that say that since, as I mentioned this for last week, that since the sphere it's overwhelmingly in favor of the Bali HaTosis, that the nights are not in the Akiv, any little addition to that, as small as it may be, is enough to put it over the top. And yet even make a broch. So that's what I discovered in the Abiya Omer this week. Now, so basically he added, in other words, the last sphere we already said last week. And what he added was the issue with Tzveik HaShkulim that he went through. It's a whole lengthy piece on Tzveik HaShkulim. Now there's another thing in the Sfiras HaOmer. The Shulchan Aruch says at the beginning of Tuf Bei Tes that we daven Ma'arav, and then we count Spiros Ha'imah. So the Shaila is why we count Ma'arav, why we count Spira after Ma'arav. So interestingly, the Yavitz in Morok Tzia, the Yavitz says an interesting historical reason, not a halachic reason, but a historical reason. You know, the historically said, we know that in earlier generations, they used to daven Ma'arav early. You know from the first Tosfos and Shas that they typically, they said Shema before, they daven Ma'arav before Shkia. So he says, therefore, they didn't want to count Sfira so early. And by the tail end of the davening, it was getting you know, around up to Tzeisach Kochavim, so they waited for the tail end of davening to do the Sfira. That's what they waited for. But they didn't want to count earlier. And remember, that's the way it remained. It historically became the Seder, Tvila of Ma'arav, is first you daven, and then you count Sfira.
Why now, does he think you should count Sfira first?
Oh, so now, so the issue is, so the year we'll see. So the Chok Yaakov comes along, and the Chok Yaakov says, he doesn't know what the Yavetz wants. What's his problem? We have a derisive klal of Todu V'Sheina, Todu, Todu Kodem. Right? If something comes frequently or something that comes infrequently, so the frequent mitzvah takes precedence. It's not to push the other one aside, but it pushes to the front of the line. If it pushes it aside already, that's a whole contention that Mogen Avraham wants to say that Todu cannot cause one to prevail over the other. It could only push one up to the front of the line and make the other one second. So that is the Chok Yaakov's contention. So let's go back a step. Todir is, we have to add one phrase when we talk about Todir v'she'ena, Todir, Todir k'idim, we have to add a little parenthetical phrase. And that is all things being equal. Meaning that if the only problem with my doing the second mitzvah second is because it's second, then you can use Todir. But if in some other regard I undermine that mitzvah or a chelak of that mitzvah by putting it second, then despite the fact that it's not Todir, it would go first. Now, to wit, we have, for example, I'll give you another example right away, but let's take the Sefer HaSalimah. No, we'll start. We could have, for example, the night of the Megillus Esther. So we have Pursuma Nisa, and we have Todir. So it's a Shaila which is first. Pursuma Nisa is first, the Todir is first. So some want to say a Raya, that it must be Pursuma Nisa is first, because you see that the Kohanim didn't do the Avodah, and they went to hear the Megillah. Then afterwards they did it. And I think even the Goyen writes that, I think, a Tofkov Tzadik Gimel, or Tofresh Tzadik Gimel, rather. So there's a lot of contention about this point in the Goyen Boy, because they put the Pursuma Nisa first, is because if they had put it second, they would not have had the same Pursuma Nisa. They went, the long language of the Gemara is Uboin the Shmoya Mikra Megillah. So the Ritva says Uboin the Shmoya Mikra Megillah means they went to the big shul in town, to the great synagogue of Yerushalayim. So there they had the biggest crowd. So it was the greatest Pursuma Nisa. If they stayed in the Beis HaMikdash and they did the Avodah, so they would have had whatever, the 200, the 300, the 400, whatever, the number of Kohanim that they had on that shift would have been there, would have all shown up. But they wouldn't have had the crowd that they had going to the big shul of Yerushalayim. So they would have sacrificed the Pursuma Nisa if they put Todir first. So there we see that if the choice was Todir or a greater Pursuma Nisa, they chose the greater Pursuma Nisa. But that doesn't, for example, let's say in our shuls, we read the Megillah after Marv. Why? Why don't we put Pursuma Nisa before Kriya Shema and say Pursuma Nisa is Doicha Todir? The answer is because it doesn't change, nothing happens. We'll have the same Pursuma Nisa before Ma'arav or after Ma'arav. The crowd is, right? The crowd is here. So there's no point. So if the crowd is here, then we certainly should do Todir first. And as Leon said, maybe as the time goes on, the crowd will get bigger, as we saw in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. As the day went on, more and more people showed up for shul. The Raivam was, the lady who went to war, the Raivam there was. So the same is true when we come to Sefer HaSalimah. Sefer HaSalimah, we have a din of Tmimis. Tmimos would dictate we should count as early as possible. Now, let's say a person knows he's going to daven 12 o'clock at night tonight. So really what he should do is when Tzeis HaKochavim comes, he should count Sfira. And later, we'll daven Ma'arav.
Is that
the
halacha?
What?
Is that the halacha?
The halacha, yeah. Yeah.
So should we have counted...
I don't know if I want to do it. The only reason I'm afraid to do it, I'm afraid to make it a general thing because I'm afraid people are going to forget. In other words, once they unhook it from Arab, they're still going to forget. But Barai, that a person, you know, that's I have my usual place to daven. Okay, so Mameila, so leave it as it is. You know, the Yavitz has a reason that we're not to daven after Marav Toiv. But if Barai, all of a sudden tonight I'm busy and I'm not davening Marav till midnight, I don't know any reason that in that case, Barai, that I should not count right away.
So if you always daven at the late minyan, I guess it told him then he wouldn't.
If you always daven at the late minyan, maybe you should leave it that way. And daven, I'm afraid to touch that because I'm afraid. We have to know, you know, I learned something from the political realm a long time ago, and halacha, it's also very true. And that is, let not the good be the hostage of the ideal. It was stated by a politician, no less. But it's a general cloud. You know, sometimes you try, you want to be Yetzi Chaladeus, and the end is, you're not Yetzi anything. So you have to be very careful when you choose your chumras to make sure they don't come along with kulas, right? That's what we had in the Mechaber. The Mechaber says what happens if you come to shul. And the typical shul davens Marav Ben Ashmoshes. All the history, that's the way it is. So if I count with them, well, I wasn't Yaitzi counting after Tzeis HaKochavim. Okay, so I won't count with them. So who says you're going to remember later? So the Shulchan Aruch gave a split decision. Right? He said, count now without a bracha, with a condition that if you remember later, you don't want to be Yaitzi with this one. And you'll be Yaitzi the second time. So the Shulchan Aruch was afraid to say, okay, just be, do it, you're going for the gold. So you just go for the gold and forget it. No, you go for the gold and you wind up not even with the brass. You wind up with some shots.
So it's pashat that Tmimos is accepted l'halacha as being... not just the shita of one rishon.
That's clear. There's nothing to do. That's why the Gemara says that's the reason you have to count at night because of tmimos.
So the Rosh, more tmimos.
And the Rosh, Rosh did not paskin that the night's a leikuva. The Rosh says it's an amazing Rosh. I presume the Rosh is meant bizman azeret sfir is the rabbanon. But the last Rosh in Psochem, check it out. The last piece of Rosh in Psochem says that it's better to count the Ben Ashmoshes than wait till Tzeis. Why? Because if you count the Ben Ashmoshes, then you have Tmimus. You didn't miss one moment of the day. So here's the flip side, the mirror image of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is pushing us to count later. And the Rosh is pushing us to count earlier for Tmimus. But Tmimus is...
So he's just extreme Tmimus.
Yes.
But everybody else holds
Tmimus. Yeah, everyone holds Tmimus. That's why you count at night, because of Tmimus. Just the Rosh is... A super.
What does the Rosh do with the fact that maybe it's not night?
If it's with the Rabbanon, what's the problem? So if it's the Rabbanon, the cool, you can count. So that's the Rosh hold, maybe it's not, maybe there's a Milo because of Tmimus. It's Kedaira be Nichnas to the problem. You know, that's what he apparently held. Kedai to have the Milo of Tmimus is to doubt even to count it at the time, that's a Sophic.
Oh. Is there any reason why you wouldn't do. Count with the Tanai like before, like I say, on a plog minion on a Friday night. There you wouldn't do with the Tanai?
Well, there I don't think we do it because Bechlal, I don't think we really hold it. You can count it that hour, you know, so that's why I don't think we're not yet to do that. So that's where the Yavitz is coming from. The Yavitz means if they would have davened historically. At night after nightfall, so then they would have counted Sfira before Marv, because the bigger Kiyam and Tmimus. But they used to daven before, so that became the Seder at Tfilah.
So, reasons for Mitzvah Deraisa doesn't have standing against Tmimus for Mitzvah Derabbanan. Right, to say Kriya Shema earlier is reasons too. So that's a Kiyam. Why isn't that? Better than
I don't know. I don't. It's an interesting question. I'm not. I'm not sure. Maybe he holds that Tmimus outweighs that. You know. I'm not sure.
Tfilas was the Rabbanan.
Yeah, it's an interesting shaila. Especially l'shitasi, in Zrizus, you have a very good kasha. I was machadish chiddush in Zrizus. And there was, if you, I don't know if you remember, it was the Manal of Chofetz Chaim, high school from the Yisrael, the real Ginsburg, was in the Tzadik L'Rochel. He was a telzer, so I told him a chiddush. So he told me that Rav Elie Meir Bloch also said the same chiddush based on a medrash. But I said it based on a Tosfos. The language of the Gemara in Megillah is Koyinim Revatlin Avodoson Voin Lishmoya Mikro Megillah. So Tosfos says, what's the bittul? They're coming back afterwards, you know, there's a plan. They hate a Megillah and they come back and they do the Avodah. So Tosfos says they don't have Zrizus Makdim in the Mitzvahs. So the Turei Evan asks that he doesn't understand. The Gemara said Mevatlan. According to, there's no Bittl, it's just you don't have Zrizus. So the Turei Evan wants to say that the Halacha, that the Chiddush of the Gemara follows the sheet of the Piskei Tosfos at the beginning of Erechin. And the Piskei Tosfos says that this Shaila has to do not with the morning Korban, the Korban Tomet Shal Shachar, but the Korban Tomet Shal Ben Arbayim. Meaning, whatever reason, something went awry in the base of Migdash today, the place was upside down, was a balagan, now it's half an hour to Shkia, and you have a choice. Either you can bring the Korban Tomet Shal Ben Arbayim, or you're going to read the Megillah. Which do you do? So, that Piskei Tosfos is paskening that the Pesumei Nisa, in effect, is a deraisa de kikiyim, and it's doicha the Korban Tomet. Others disagree. Say the, I think the Ramos says it can't be such a thing, and that the Korban Tomet would take precedence, whatever. But that's the way he learns. So therefore, it's an actual bittul. In other words, I'm making a value judgment. I can only do one of the two mitzvahs. It's a half an hour to Shki. I could read the Megillah. I could read the Korban Tomet. Which one are we doing today? So according to him, the Gemara is saying that you read the Megillah, because Persumanisa is a derisa dikadin, and it pushes away the Korban Tomet. So Aniyah Cotton came to me, Miyashiv Tosfos. And I said that our understanding of Zrizus is faulty. We look like Zrizus is, you know, you have the proverbial ice cream sundae, and then you put the cherry on the top. You know, this Zrizus is the cherry on the top. This is the ultimate finishing touch, you know. So I said, no, that's not the pshat. The pshat is when you do a mitzvah without Zrizus, it's like you did the mitzvah with the Yevid. You lost the chelik of the lechatchila of the mitzvah. Not just the mahadrin min mahadrin. You lost the chelik of the way you're supposed to do the mitzvah. You're supposed to do a mitzvah with Zrizus. And that's what Tosfos says, that's mevatlan. That's lost. It's not, you didn't do the mitzvah in its entirety. You chopped, yeah, you yaitzeh with the Yevid, yeah, but you chopped part of the mitzvah. Zrizus is a chelik of the mitzvah. So I told this to Rabbi Gabriel Ginsburg Zatzal, so he told me that Rav Elie Meir Bloch, the Telzer Rosh Shiva, said this from a medrash. There's a medrash that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam told Moshe Rabbeinu that he has to wage war against Midian, achar te'osef al amecho, and then you're going to die. So we said, so what gave Moshe Rabbeinu the right to pursue it right away? Why didn't he push it off? Yeah, it's just to save his life. What did he do? So he's tired because of the din's. The Rabbeinu Shalom didn't tell him exactly when to do the mitzvah. It's just because the din's Zrizus is that's the essence of the mitzvah itself. So Mameila, Abish told you to rule mitzvah, you have to do it with Zrizus. So Mameila, he had to do it. So he says, L'shitasi, that Zrizus is an inherent chelik in the mitzvah, it's even a bigger kasha. And I mentioned to you, I once went to meet Adam Choshev, Shabigazant, long, 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 long ago. 35 years maybe back, something like that, 30, 35, more than 30 years ago, close to 35 years ago. And I had to discuss a very weighty issue with him, and I wanted his input. So we made up a time, I came to his house, and I walked in, he was just finishing eating lunch when I came. And he was in a hurry to bench. And I asked him, what was the big rush? You know, both of us knew for the next couple of hours we're not going anywhere. There was no issue, wasn't going to be too long. No one was going anyplace. So what was the problem? So he looked at me and like almost quizzically and said, I don't understand. He said, I finished eating, I'm a chuyuf to bench. If I'm a chuyuf to bench, it's a reason I have to do it now. poshut, like he didn't, you know, couldn't understand what's the difficulty, what's the problem. So the Shitosian's reasons is particularly shver yakasha. Unless the Ibis is choshish, maybe for the Shitas, that is the Raisa. That is him as the Raisa. So maybe. But yakasha is a good kasha. So we have the issue of Tmimis. One of the mysteries surrounding, there's a couple of mysteries surrounding Sfiras Arba. One of them is what happened to the din of Sveika de Yuma. Sveika de Yuma. Right, we just kept 2 days Pesach because we didn't know which is the first day of Pesach. Okay. When do you start counting the Sfiras Arba? On the night of the second night of Pesach. Well, which was the second night of Pesach? Maybe the second night of Pesach was the first night. And the first night of Chol HaMoed was the second night of Pesach. So the same way we have 2 days of Yom Tov, we should have counted Sfira, Ayom Yom Echad, and the next day, Ayom Yom Echad, Ayom Yom Sheni Lo'ayma. So why not? What happened? Why do we find no mention of this in Shas? And Shas dealt with the issue of Sveik of the Yom. People didn't know actually which was the real day of Yom Tov. It's not, we actually know. So the Gemara says we should continue acting, the Gemara says in Be'ya, as if we don't know, because maybe we're going to wind up at some point in Jewish history that we won't know. But there were people that actually did not know. And we don't find, in fact, that Chazal even took up the issue. So what's the pshat? So there's a classical answer to this. I believe Rav Shimon Shkop, I think, gives the answer, that Avram gave this answer. The classical answer to this problem was that counting, you can't count today's 9 or it's 10. A count is either it's 9 or it's 10. You know, if you don't know if it's 9 or 10, then you're not counting. That was their contention. Now, therefore, they couldn't institute it with Sveika de Yuma, so they had to do whatever cheshbon that they had, how they figured out is the best way to do it. I had a kash on this, and I subsequently found out that Rav Yosheber Salavetchik, as Sal said, that he asked this kash to the Dvar Avram himself. And my shaila was, then the Gemara should have said that in the places that have Sveika de Yuma, there's no mitzvah spirit, I can't count. Because they don't know what day it is. And like Mishtamet, we don't find any such zecher that in Shas, right? This is a din in Shas, in the time of Shas. People didn't know what day it was Yom Tov. So the Gemara should have spelled out Menochos. If you live in those places that keep 2 days Yom Tov, you don't count Sfira. Lo Katuv. Lo Zavamash. A gaping void. I mean, a Shaila which was obvious, relevant every year to thousands and thousands of people. In the time of Chazal, and the Gemara doesn't talk about it. It's obvious that everybody counted Sfira. So it must be that that's not the reason. So Rabbi Yosheber here said that when he said about it, he says, I refuted the Dvar Avram. You know, I asked it to him and I refuted his position, but I asked it to him directly, this Kasha. This Kasha disturbed me. I was happy to hear that the Rabbi Yosheber Salavetchik, that's how he asked it to the Dvar Avram himself on his Torah. Then there's a second type of mahalach, I think is the mahalach of the Balamor, and that is, the problem is we couldn't institute Sveika de Yuma for a different reason. What are we going to do when we get to the end? On the first night, what are we going to do? On the first night of Shavuos, we're going to count it's also the 49th day of the Yuma. In the same way, we don't take a lulav and esrog on Shmini Atzeres, because we say, listen, if you take, you know, we Jews are too smart, too clever by half. And that is, listen, if we took a lulav and esrog and shmini atzeres, all the chaver in the back of the show would say, listen, this is obviously not Yom Tov. Otherwise, what are we taking a lulav and esrog for? Who's the rabbi trying to kid, you know? What's he trying to sell here? So, Chazal long ago concluded, you can't have a lulav and esrog and have shmini atzeres. It's a segeitnish. That's it. There can't be such a thing.
If sukkah, we can do.
Sukkah, whatever. They gave all types of excuses. Why? Listen, you know, we live in a, what can I tell you, in a climate that's strange. If you live in a climate that's much more temperate, I was in Johannesburg. Now, I was in Johannesburg for 6 weeks in July and August. Now, that's the winter time in Johannesburg, not the summer. The summer's in January. It's the southern hemisphere. One Shabbos, we ate out in the patio in the back, you know. And the Shabbos, the Shabbos is in the Rabbi Bernard, all the Rosh Hashanah, there's patio behind the house. It's when I met Effie Buchwald, in fact. I met Rabbi in the Oxford Synagogue in Johannesburg, and we spent Shabbos, we had a very nice conversation over Bernard's, you know, backyard in Johannesburg. Going on 42 years ago. But, you know, when it's nice out, see, people are used to eating outside all the time. It's not, you know, a small amount of time, you're running high, it gets cold. But, you know, most of the time, you're outside. We're just not used to living in such a society of thinking in those terms. So, our kol ponim, so, the Balamor says, the problem is, what are we going to do when we get to the 41? We're not going to be able to do it on the 49th. Last night we said it's 48 and 49. Fine. And then, so when's going to be the real 49? And the first night of Shavuos. So we can't do that. So therefore, they couldn't enact the whole Sfeika de Yuma business. That's the contention of the Baal HaMor and how he deals with this issue.
So when you have the same question of the Baal HaMor, according to him, the people who lived in far enough away didn't count through.
So I presume the pshat is that there was... What I presume is that most years had a cheshbon. In other words, the same way the Gemara said, there was a roiv, yeah, and there was seimach legabe, but it didn't have sphira, it didn't have rabbanon, there was seimach and roiv. I mean, it comes out that really the Gemara says, basically, Mimos Ezra, for example, the Tishrei was always, you know, mesudah. So I with Yom Kippur, they weren't 100% sure, but there was seimach and the roiv. So I presume we give the same answer here, that probably Nisan had most years. I presume that these most years was that Adar was chaser. That's, you know.
Why can't that answer the Dvar Avram also?
But
that you can't do counting two because it's not a counting. So, okay, so then we go by Basaro.
So that he didn't need his answer altogether, exactly. That he didn't need the Dvar Avram's answer. Forget his answer. He said it's only his answer to explain. He says that you don't need his, what's his Tyrus? So the reason is they had to go Basaro, according to that's it, I'll finish, so I don't need his Tyrus. You know, either way.
If you could count, if counting two countings was a counting,
yeah, so good.
You would be some. You would be busted. You'd go busserov anyway. Thing is, it's a sick of the Yoma. Ram said that we can't.
So good, it could be that because at the end we can't. According to the Baal HaMor, you can't have it at the end. So Mamela, we couldn't do institute it all together. In other words, the whole mahalach didn't work. You know, if we took it to its extreme. To the last day, we'd run into a problem. We'd hit a brick wall. So maybe we had to be Seimach and Reif.
But he doesn't mention, nobody mentions.
No, but that might be also the answer. There's a Yishuv. I had a very hard time. Rav Avadia, one of his chuvas, also deals with this issue. But it could be, I have to be my eye in further. Maybe the pshat is that most of the months had a Reif to them. You know, I have such a suspicion. Why? Rav Avadia and his tshuva struggles with the fact, the Kadmonim deal with it, but there's no clear-cut, he did not find a clear-cut answer, which means it's pretty hard to find a clear-cut answer. A Rav that I know from Bnei Brak told me, he says, yeah, I was once there, he was walking out from some type of party, and someone asked him a shayla about where to put a menorah on Hanukkah, and he says, just as he was walking along, he says, he zipped off 30 achrenim on the shayla. A kalponim, the shayla is like this, how did they keep Purim? Right? It's obvious that 14 days was not enough, right? Because we got to the 15th day of Yontif, they didn't know when Yontif was. So how did they know which day to keep Purim? And when did they make Sudas Purim? Or when did they read the Megillah on Purim? What did they do with Purim?
2 day drinking, yeah.
You know, it's... So he really does not have, he touches it in the tshuvas, but there's no clear-cut mahalach. After I read and read and read and read and read, I could not get my feet on the ground to say that I understood anything, you know. So I'm just wondering if there's, the truth is that most months basically went Kisidron. In other words, one Chaser, one Molly. That's, you know, basically was most of the time. And once in a while, there were exceptions. That's what I'm wondering now, because that's what would suggest itself here, would suggest itself there. I have to be my eye and more in this hypothesis. Oh. Now, the whole issue of Tzuras Homa is Deraisa Derabbanan. That really depends how we read the Parsha and the Chumash. It says we should bring the Korban Oymer. Usfartam lechemi mochras haShabbos v'yom haviyachem es Omer haTnufa. But it says v'yom haviyachem es Omer haTnufa. Is that a conditional? Meaning, when do you count? When you bring the Korban Oymer, you start counting. If you don't count, well, if you don't bring a Korban Oymer, then there's nothing to count about, and you don't count. So, which is probably the way most people in the world read this pasuk. Many, many Rishonim, and therefore they concluded that Sfira B'zman is as the Rabbanan. Since there's no Miyom Aviyachem Esoimer Atrufa, so, and it says that's when you count. So how could you care? What's the counting about Menatara? There's no day of the Korban. We're not counting from the next day, Miyom Aviyachem Esoimer Atrufa, from that day, from the second day, from the day of the Korban, I should say. There is no Korban. Or do we read that really as a descriptive? In other words, no, it's not a conditional that you have to bring the Korban. When is the day? When are we starting? Why are we're starting because this is the day of the Sfiras of the bringing the Omer. But it's not hooked in and of itself to the Omer, to the Omer. It's not a relevant subject. Now, it depends really a little bit, you know, in many of the reasons that we have for the Sfiras Omer. Many of the, it really is not, they're not relevant if you had the Korban Oymer or you didn't have the Korban Oymer. I mean, if you learned it's an anticipation of Matan Torah, and certainly, well, who cares whether you had a Korban Oymer or not. If you learn that like, Nivu Kabbalim, it's the Tikkunim that we made, the spiritual elevation, it's also not relevant. And the Sforno, who's most of Derech HaPshat, is also not really relevant, because the Sforno says that the inyan of the Sfiras Oymer, because they made tefillah. He says the Korban Oymer, it was the Oymer that we brought, and there was the Korban that we brought with the Oymer. So he says the Oymer was like Bikurim, to give a daughter to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that the first crops came in. And the Korban, the animal that we brought in the Mizbeach, was in the place of a tefillah, that the next month should proceed well and the agriculture should continue to hum along and develop properly. And he says, and the Sfira is to underscore the significance of each day. Each day is a Yom Tefillah. So from his standpoint, even if you don't have the Beis HaMikdash, then maybe you need the Tefillah even more when you have the Beis HaMikdash. So we don't necessarily have to learn it's a conditional. It could just be describing the day, and that's the day that you start. But it's not necessarily linked in and of itself to the Sfiras Ha'ima. So these are the Tzadim L'chaira, if the Sfiras Ha'ima is the Reis or the Rabbanah. That a Balamor is a very interesting take. We have a very interesting harachman that we make. Rachman or Yachsalonu Avoidas Beis Hamikdash Mkoyim of Mheiro V'yomeinu Amin Salam. What is this harachman about?
If it's a zecher
for the... So he learns, the Balamor says, that the whole sphere of his man is zecher l'migdash. Well, really what we're expressing is the longing to be able to do this mitzvah, the real mitzvah. This is a Zeich HaLamigdash. It's nice that we have a Zeich HaLamigdash, but Achareikach Lo Yisakoyl, I want to do the mitzvah. And I'm not Zeich to do the mitzvah until we're going to go back to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Baal HaMor says, that's why we say, Rachman Yachsu Lono Avodas Beis HaMikdash Mkom, Mehra V'yomeinu Amein Selah, for that reason. Because we long to fulfill the mitzvah appropriately. And that, I think, that's where also becomes why don't we have Shechiyonu? So we have a few famous mitzvahs that we don't have. Bris Milah, we in Chutz Lores don't make Shechiyonu. Why? Because it's a little bit of bittersweet affair, right? Because of Tzara Dienuka. The baby is in pain, so, but something's lacking in the simcha. Right? The Eretz Yisrael, the Mekshech Yonavay Bris.
Every bris or only the first bris?
Every bris, the Mekshech Yonavay. So, what do we make Mekshech Yonavay? So I think the Balamor also is the one, he was the reason, the Balamor puts it this way, that it's the same chisoron that we have, that I don't have the mitzvah deraisa. So a meila, it's tinged with sorrow. The same expression of Arachmon Yachsulon Avodah Zayisah Mikdash and Koma Meherav Yomeinu Amen Selah, it's tinged with sorrow. So a meila, I can't make Shechiyonah. Shechiyonah was an exultant statement. How can I exult when I don't have the mitzvah? I have a Zeichel Mikdash, that's all that I have. So for that reason, he wants to contend that I cannot make a Shechiyonah either.
Is that a
Sfarah
why a person wouldn't make a Shechiyonah if
Tekulov
and Esrik on the second day for the first time?
No, the second day, if you take it for the first time, you make Shechiyonah.
It's not the rice of the second day, huh?
But it's still, that's true, but the whole, well, there is a mitzvah the rice. It's not the same as in Chutzlar, in Eretz Yisrael, there was no mitzvah altogether in the rest of the days. The fact that we have in the rest of the days is a Zeichel HaMikdash, but the Etzem HaMitzvah exists without that. So we have, so Vanulav and Esther, we do have the Shechiyonah. Now we have a very strange machlokes in Sura Salim, a very strange dino. That can you be meitzimi as mashliach as with shomea kaina? If I don't want, go to your house Friday night, you can make kiddush and I'm yotze with your kiddush. So how about a Sura Salim? What's the good? You'll say, "Yoyim, Shisha Yomim Lohimer," and I'll listen. And Shomei Koyin, I'm Yitzi. What's the problem? So there's a whole tumult here because there is a statement in Chazal that it's a din on each yochid. So there's a whole contention what this means. There are those that want to claim that what it means is that there's no din Shomei Koyin. It's like tefillin. Tefillin, you have to put on yourself. You know, I can't pay you. Okay, listen, you know. Sure, I want to be on vacation for the next month. So here, listen, here's $200. Do me a favor. Put on tefillin for me for the next month. And I'll be yotze with your, you know, with your tefillin. You know? So you can't, right? It's a mitzvah shabaguf. So some want to learn that the chiddush of the chazal is that it's a mitzvah shabaguf, which is a very odd thing. It's not physical experience that you should think it's a mitzvah shabaguf. Mitzvah shabaguf of physical experience. I have to eat matzah. Tefillin, I put on my guf. It's a physical experience. You know, mitzvahs which are not physical experiences, the recitation of kiddush is not a physical experience.
If you say it's a tefillah, so then we do have precedent by tefillah.
That's because
no, we don't do Shomei Akana.
But that's because each person has this rachman, you know, for himself. But it's not a tefillah in that sense. It's not bakoshes rachman. The counting of the sphere.
Right. I mean, it's
right, by bakoshes rachman, there's because each person, everyone needs rachman for himself. So each person needs to be mavakish for himself. But I don't know why that, what it should affect him. So it's a very, that's one of the ways that Achronim interpret this Chazal, and I said it's a very peculiar understanding. It doesn't really fit the profile of mitzvah shabaguf. Now we have, there's another spin that the Achronim take, which is a much more classical type of spin, and it happens to be, it reflected in the language in the Psukim too. We have Usfartem Lachani Mochros HaShabbos, which is in the plural, Usfartem. And we have in Parshas Bahar, when we talk about the counting of the years for the Yovel, there it's in the singular, with Safar Tolecho. So there is a general klal throughout the Torah that when the Torah writes Beloshen Rabbah, it means every yochid, each individual. And when the Torah writes, Beloshen Yochid, it means that the Bezdin should do it. It's a din in the Tzibur. It's a lot of din in the Yochid. So by Yovel, in fact, we have this is Safar to Lachol. I'm not Mechuyev to Kal, even if I lived at the time in Bayis Rishon when it was Yovel, I don't have to do anything. It's the Sanhedrin's business to count once a year. They have to count. This is the first year of Yovel, the second year of Yovel, etc. They have to count. But Safar to Lachol, there's a din sphere. I'm not Mechuyev to Kal, because it says it was Safar to Lachol. And by Spiros Aymers is Sfartem. He's a did in the Yochid. So that's the way someone learned that that's the Pshat in each Yochid has to get. It means it's not just solely a did in Bezdin because it says Sfartem, meaning that you all have to do it. I just realized now, I did not low Yanti, it just struck me. There is a vort from Rav Yosher Ber Soloveitchik Zatzal, based apparently, I believe, on a Chizkuni. And it was awesome. I mean, the way he could look at, you know, see the totality of Torah, he was unparalleled, Soloveitchik, unparalleled. And so he wanted to know why there were two separate parshiyos of Sfira. Why does a parsha Emor and a parsha? Right, and then in the end of Parshas Re'eh. Why in the world are there two separate Parshas of Sfira? So based on the Chizkuni, I believe in the Chizkuni, he said the following, if I recall correctly, that the Shiva Shavuos Tispaloch is a din in the Tzibur, and the Sfartam Lachem is a din in the Yochid. There are two separate dinim of Sfira. One on the Yochid and one on the Tzibur. So, I mean, it fits nicely, because in fact the Parshas Emor says the Sfartam Lachem, and in Parshas Re'eh, it says Shiva Shavuos Tispar Loch. It doesn't say Lachem. So that's the way I recall the Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal put it, that that's why there were two Parshas, because one is the din of the weeks is the din of the Tzibur, and the din of the days is the din of the Yochid. So what happens to be fits with the general flow of how the structure of such type of Sukkim, was Fartem Lachem, or Shiva Shavuos, or was Safarto Lacho. This is a general cloud. It's useful in understanding many of the Droshes, to know many other places that where it says Beloshen Rabbah, it means each Yochid, and where it says Beloshen Yochid, it means the best, that it's a din of the Tzibur, not in the Yochid. So we did a little bit of Iyur and some a number of subjects in Hilchos Sfiras HaOmer tonight, a fascinating subject, and to find out what we're davening tomorrow, upstairs or downstairs, I don't know.
I think it's finishing now, it takes them about 10 minutes to clear out.
Yeah.
Topic of Tamimus that you mentioned beforehand. So it's not about the 49 days, but it's about individual nights.
It's in each night. Maybe there's a, you know, the 49th one has to be also Tamim. That's the Tamimus of the 49th day.
One day you might do later in the evening, and then it's not 24 hours.
So, right, so we don't have to, we're not so makbid at that, like the Roshes. In other words, as long as we get part of the night and the day, we're happy with the Tamimus. That's enough for us. But the Rosh was contention is that you should have as much of the night as you can as Tamimus. Okay, Rabbi, so we will hold it at this point.